So today, what I want to do is focus our time together on the plan that God has for each of our lives, and hopefully understand, maybe perhaps a little bit better, what God's bigger plan is for your life specifically. Lynn did a fantastic job reading for us from Jeremiah chapter 29, verses 11 through 13. If you wouldn't mind, let's turn there again and let's read through those couple of verses as we start our lesson this morning. Jeremiah 29, verses 11 through 13. And it says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all of your heart." So when I read this passage, it's one that's always inspired me. It's always encouraged me. And I'm reminded that God, our great God, has plans for me that, quite frankly, I don't even know about yet. He has plans for me that, quite honestly, I may run away from if He were to reveal those to me. Ultimately, though, God's plans for me are described in this verse with words such as prosper, hope, and a future. And if we really read into that verse, those are very powerful words when we think about it and we individualize it to ourselves. Scripture tells us confidently that God has big plans for each of His children. Every person who has put on Christ in baptism, who is born again and who becomes that new creature, every one of you, God has great plans for. The question each of us must ask is, do I believe? Am I confident that God has big plans for me? And if not, well, what can I do to perhaps develop this attitude or this mindset? So perhaps with that introduction, maybe you're not sure. Maybe you're struggling like so many are today who are afraid that, you know, bad things are going to happen. People think that they don't deserve a good life. They're always expecting another problem to kind of jump out at them around every corner. You may, in fact, have a whole list of experiences to support why you feel this way. If this is you, then let me challenge you to momentarily, temporarily, set aside that mindset for the next few minutes. Set aside those past experiences, perhaps some of those hurt feelings, the disappointments, and the trials that you've been through. And if you will, just simply for the next 20 minutes, consider taking this perspective, and that perspective is, yesterday is history, tomorrow is a mystery, but today is a gift from God, which is why we call it the present. Okay? Are we good? Everybody temporarily willing to, if you will, set aside, forget about the past, suspend even perhaps momentarily for that longing for the future, and simply look at today as a present from God. Great. Let's look at some scriptures and ideas and practical steps to show us how to grow, how to improve ourselves, and that relationship that we all strive for with God. So let me start with a story. For most of my adult life, I struggled with being intentional about anything. I tended to live in a very...